What we have here at Mosey in Manchester is the largest, most comprehensive exhibition on Leonardo da Vinci that's ever been produced. Some of the highlights, I think, are definitely the machine inventions that we have on display here, some at full size and to scale, depicting areas such as mechanical flight. Leonardo was the first to invent the concept for the helicopter and flying and flight instruments, as well as the parachute. His scuba, he invented scuba as a method to march an army under the water on the Venetian harbour. He invented the first auto traction car, forerunner of the automobile, odometers, bridges, cranes, military tanks, the bullet and alike. So those inventions are real centrepieces, but also his anatomical work. There's an extensive study here on his work in dissecting human bodies and making in-depth analysis and studies and sketches on those. The most famous painting in the world, the Mona Lisa. This is something that people really should see before or after they see the original in the Louvre. Unfortunately, seeing the original is not a fantastic experience at the Louvre, purely because of the distance you are from her and behind the bulletproof glass. But here, you can get up close and personal to an analysis that's been done by Pascal Cotte, a French scientific engineer who was invited into the Louvre to use the world's most powerful camera that he invented to shoot the Mona Lisa under different light spectrums, ultraviolet to infrared, and from that was able to deduce around 25 secrets that previously weren't known or weren't verified by the experts, and then spent 2 years undertaking that verification with the Louvre Museum. And we've got that on display here at Mosey at Manchester. Very important UK launch here of the exhibition, because I think Manchester was a real centrepiece of the Industrial Revolution, which a lot of Leonardo can be thanked for, because a lot of the concepts and ideas stem from Leonardo's discoveries back in his time. It's also the axis or point for much of the UK, which makes it accessible to people. And my aim in producing this exhibition is really to inspire young and old alike, that they come to this exhibition and really gain a full appreciation of the genius of Leonardo, and hopefully go on and are inspired to do something extraordinary in their life as well.